It's been almost 50 years, but I've never forgotten what it was I wanted to paint. The why of its loss to time and the odd fixations of an 8-year-old. But I definitely remember wanting more than anything to use that particular art class to paint a turtle in the rain. To this day, I can still recall my childhood vision, a heroic turtle on a rock in the pouring rain. Why a turtle? Why heroic? Why, for heaven's sake, in the rain? Go figure. For some kids, it's their dog or a fire truck or a Lego set. Let's just say that at 8, my thing was turtles. It's at this point my mother, if she were listening to me tell the story, would chime in to tell you about the time I lost a turtle on an airplane.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Please do us a favor and check under your seats. It seems a young man has lost his turtle.
Some things you never live down. Of course, at 8 years old, I knew very little about art and what it might take to make my vision of a heroic rainy day reptile a reality. Some of my friends constantly filled margins of notebooks with doodles, but that wasn't my thing. I'm not even sure I was what you might have described as an artistic child. So I wasn't terribly aware that the log of a paintbrush, larger around than my childhood thumb, wasn't a good instrument for fine art. Not that a better brush would have made a big difference, but equipping a kid with what was essentially a house painter's tool certainly didn't help. And we didn't have a huge variety of paint colors to choose from. Jars of mostly primary hues along with some eye-searing tones like Pepto-Bismol pink. There were plastic jugs with blue and black on my table, other jars scattered around the classroom to experiment with, and I remember going at the project with gusto. I hate to say it, but childhood gusto and a paintbrush better suited to whitewashing fence posts didn't get me where I wanted to go. I ended up with a dark, unturtle-like mess in the middle of the page, and big blue dots of color blobbed all over for rain. But that's not why I really remember that day. My teacher, Mrs. Allen, asked me what I was trying to do, and then she took my work and she held it up for the whole class to see, as a failed assignment. It seems I was supposed to fill the page with color and not leave any white, so she showed my painting to the class and told them I couldn't follow direction. Oh, and she said that I might not have much skill as a painter either. It took another 15 years and a close friend of mine forcing me to go through drawing on the right side of the brain for me to realize that I actually could learn to draw or paint. That one experience in grade school made me believe I had no talent. Every day when you walk into the classroom, you have more influence than you realize. You might call it your superpower. The things you say and the care you invest have an impact that lasts years, perhaps a lifetime. At 8, I was a painfully shy child. My parents had split a few years earlier, and I didn't have the best sense of self-esteem. Like the young person I was 50 years ago, there are children in your classrooms at this very moment going through life events they aren't equipped to handle. You really can make a difference, and every class is another opportunity. Your presence can be the difference that helps a young person feel better about themselves, and maybe helps a child discover something in the learning process that sparks a new sense of enthusiasm. Be that spark. As a teacher, embrace your superpower. It doesn't always take a lot, a supportive word at the right moment, or taking some extra time for one-on-one interaction. Think back for a moment to the adults who were kind influences on you as a young person. Be that person and pay it forward. One day, a young adult may look back and realize that you changed their life. You can make that memory one to treasure.